Hello, my friend, and welcome to a quick and fun episode of TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Bricalli, and today I wanted to talk a little bit about some news coming out of Japan. Last week was Tokyo Toy Fair, and among some of the things shown there, some new Masterpiece figures, MP, presumably 50 Optimus Prime or Convoy. I haven't really seen the text on that, but I'm not really here to talk Masterpiece, but they did show off Masterpiece Beast Wars Megatron. I'm very excited about that. That's a show for another day, though, because the other part of the reveals from Tokyo Toy Show was the 35th anniversary Golden Lagoon special toy line. And overall, I'm kind of really into this. It's silly. There are some figures certainly I'm into more than others as part of this line. But they've announced what is essentially three items for sale, a total of five figures, maybe six, depending on how you want to break that down. And they're going to be available primarily through Takara Tomy Mall, except for the version of Golden Lagoon Convoy, a.k.a. Optimus Prime, which will be available via Wonder Festival and the Cybertown Satellite Shop around Japan. So let's break down these sets, what they cost, what's in them, and what is the point of Golden Lagoon, and how you can actually complement these figures with toys from previous lines. Let's break down the big one first. So there's a remake of MP10 Optimus Prime as Golden Lagoon Convoy. All these figures are brown and gold plastic. Well, it looks more like brown tan plastic, and then gold plated vac metal plastic, chromed out to some extent, which seems pretty cool. Whether or not they last for years or if they suffer from gold plastic syndrome will probably remain to be seen. Golden Lagoon Convoy, due out in August of this year. 15,000 yen is the retail price, and if you're wondering what that translates to in American dollars, that is $135.77 as of today. And then with markup, you're probably looking at $200 to get this imported from a online retailer. I'm not terribly excited about this figure, one, because of the price, and two, because there are a lot of versions of MP10 out there. I only own one, and that was the Toys R Us reissue from earlier this year, and I'm content with just that one. It is arguably the best Optimus Prime toy ever made, so it is fitting that they do it in the Golden Lagoon anniversary line. But also, it doesn't fit with the rest of the line, which comes from Generations, or in Japan, Legends, where the toys are much smaller and much of a different scale. From there, second figure to come out, and this will come out in October, is Golden Lagoon Starscream. Now, that has a retail price of 3,800 yen, which is $35, give or take. That's a good deal. I like that. A deluxe at 35 from Japan is kind of been the going rate for me personally for a very long time. And, you know, for a special edition figure, it's a Combiner Wars figure. It's based off of the Unite Warrior Starscream that came with the Grand Galvatron set. So it has that mold, which is based off of one of the aerial bots, Air Raid, I believe, or Skydive. Starscream does play prominently in the episode and does take a dip in the Golden Lagoon. So this is actually one that works off the show. And really, all three jets did dive in. So technically, you could buy three if you really want to go crazy and have triple representation off of one toy. I wouldn't do that, but you certainly could. And then finally, this is one that I like the most, I think, is the three-pack of Beachcomber, Perceptor, and Sea Spray, and that is coming out in November, and that is a set priced at 8,000 yen, which is $72.41 as of this recording. It's not a bad price for three figures, and technically four. So the Perceptor figure is the Titan's return figure with the detachable head that turns into a little robot, and no mention yet of just who that would be. But going back to the Golden Lagoon episode, I guess we should probably talk a little bit about what that episode was about. Since we haven't covered it in Transformers University just yet, but we are coming up on it soon. Golden Lagoon, real quick, Beachcomber finds a Golden Lagoon. The lagoon allows the Transformers who enter it to be plated in gold armor, basically, and become invincible for a time, but eventually it wears off. That's the nuts and bolts of it. There's a bit of an environmental message in there as well. But as far as these toys go, that's really all you need to know. So Beachcomber plays prominently in the episode. Perceptor plays prominently in the episode. I don't remember if Sea Spray does, but he's a boat. It's a lagoon. You can make the connection. That said, I really like these toys and how they look. Now, they also complement toys that have come out in the past. For example, there was a Golden Lagoon inspired figure of Jazz in the early 2000s. So one of the first eHobby exclusives post the Transformers Collection book box releases from the early 2000s was Jazz in gold plating to, one, mimic a very special Diaclone version that was out before in the 80s, but two, was given the Golden Lagoon backstory, despite Jazz having like a brief appearance in full gold in the episode. A sixth toy to complement the line. Additionally, a few years back, there was a Linkin Park edition of Soundwave and his cassettes, all in brown gold plastic. That's another set that you could add to these to complement your Autobots and one Decepticon by at least adding Soundwave. And that Soundwave came with Ravage, Ratbat, Laserbeak, and Buzzsaw. Even though the Laserbeak and Buzzsaw are completely identical, that gives you five more Decepticons to add to your Golden Lagoon styled figures. Lastly, to complement the Golden Lagoon convoy, to some extent, you could probably add in, if you want to spend the money, the Megatron gold version MP05G, which was the original Megatron masterpiece mold, with gold plated, with gold plastic parts that turned into a golden gun. So there you have it. The upcoming 35th anniversary Golden Lagoon line, which technically is 34 years old this year, will be 35 next year, has a bit more legs to it than you think. Also, one last little note on this. So that headmaster that comes with Perceptor is quite an interesting feature, since the Golden Lagoon, according to TF Wiki, is one of the few episodes of G1 to not feature any humans at all. So for it to turn into a little robot for Perceptor would be not represented in the episode. So interesting to see how that is going to shake out, if they give it a name at all. So that'll wrap up this edition of TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Bricalli. As always, if you like the shows, please swing on by the website, www.tfu.info. And of course, if you'd like to help out, if you'd like to join the Patreon, patreon.com/TFUINFO. Lastly, if you're watching this on YouTube, or you'd like to watch this on YouTube, youtube.com/TFUINFO. Please like, please subscribe. Closing in on 1,000 subscribers, and I'd love for you to help us get there. Got a lot more great stuff coming up. See you.